I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Our top story this hour.
Back to school.
Back to school.
School starts for thousands of students this week, and crossing guards say it's time for drivers to look up from your phones, your food, and your makeup.
They're just not paying attention, and they're not yielding the right of way to the pedestrian like they need to.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live, in-depth team coverage of Back to School. She joins us from a crosswalk in downtown Salt Lake City. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, and I'm seeing so many students crossing right now and school buses going through. It is that time of morning that drivers now need to remember it's the time when students are going to be out and about. And crossing guards say it's incredible how many drivers are not paying attention. Judy Burr is constantly watchful all morning long as she helps kids cross the street. Elementary school in Salt Lake City.
My whole focus is how I can get these kids across the street safely without having any incidents, or I'm not going to have to call fire department.
And remember, school buses are going to be making frequent stops. You cannot go around that flashing stop sign. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, authorities will have eyes on you if you do those things. Be ready to see extra patrols near crosswalks as the kids head back to school. Provo Police tweeted that they'll be at school zones today, and Unified Police say they'll be around schools in Holiday, Mill Creek, Magna, Taylorsville, and Kearns.
The State Auditor's Office has a new way to track how your school district spends money. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce continues our live team coverage of Back to School. Kelly?
Amanda, you can easily find out how much your district spends in total every year, but what if you want a little more detail about just where that money goes? The state auditor is teaming up with BYU to launch an online dashboard called Project Kids. It'll show you how much is spent per project and student and can break it down even further, like how much is spent on special needs students. The Daily Herald says the data should be available for every school district by the end of the year. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, homeless advocates say there's a lot more need for school supplies for kids in the Road Home Shelter. People have donated 2,500 items to the shelter, but they have more kids to serve this year. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
The Road Home Apple Tree Program has been giving school supplies and clothes to homeless kids for 15 years. And normally they give supplies to around 150 kids a year. This year, though, organizers say they had 210 kids they gave items to, with another 30 orders left to fill. They say the shelter has a lot of movement, with many kids moving into transitional housing, and other kids are just taking their place.
Organizers say they're also seeing more donors filling their orders and more businesses partnering with them.
The 25-year-old Utah man who went missing in the Idaho-Montana wilderness last Sunday is now telling his story after being found alive. Caden Longo went horseback riding with family, but his horse went lame, so he decided to walk back to the meetup point. But he didn't make it and got lost. 5 days later, he wandered into a camp of volunteers.
I hear them go, "Are you Caden?" I said, "I am Caden."
Caden survived by sleeping only 3 hours a night, eating berries and insects, but had plenty of water in the area.
A quarter of the population of Hong Kong reportedly came out to demonstrate. Let's get KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, organizers say 1.7 million people demonstrated against Chinese rule in Hong Kong yesterday, the largest protest yet.
In the battle of David versus Goliath, we try our best and put pressure on Beijing.
The demonstration was peaceful, but Chinese police continued mass exercises just across the border. A weekend bombing at a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan, sparking outrage from the government as this is against ISIS rebels. It happened as the U.S. negotiates with the Taliban to withdraw troops. But President Trump adds,
"We're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory.
okay? It can't be a laboratory for terror.
63 people died in the wedding bombing. An increasing number of economists think a recession's on the way, many believing it'll happen in the next couple of years. Grant Thornton's Diane Swonk has an honest answer.
We don't know if there's a recession on the horizon, but certainly the risks of a recession have gone up quite dramatically for 2020.
Optimists say past recession indicators are no longer valid in today's economy. And Denmark's prime minister says President Trump's idea of selling Greenland to the U.S. is absurd. She's visiting Greenland today, says it's not for sale. The island is a key strategic location, also rich in energy and mineral resources. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, we go in-depth on an increased focus on social and emotional learning as we continue our special coverage of Back to School.
Plus, we check your Triple Team traffic.
Big southbound slowing in Utah County, approaching 800 North, approaching University Parkway in Orme. Crash there, blocking off three right lanes. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 8:05.
Dave Noriega.
I am so disappointed.
The Dave of Dave and Dujanovic.
Yeah, I'm going to go full dad mode on this one.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group for a free consultation. Call today.
With home values increasing, you may want to take cash out for home improvements, pay off debt, or refinance to remove your mortgage insurance. I'm Mortgage Mike, owner at City Creek Mortgage since 1998. If this is you, visit our website and see what your rate and new payment will be. I will make this as easy as I can and save you as much money as possible. If you like what you see, apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855, 79053, Equal Housing Lender.
Dad, this is my new boyfriend, Snake.
What's up?
Well, now that he's out of prison, all Snake wants is to become a banker, like you. Don't you just love his dollar sign tattoo?
Life can add stress to your heart. Fortunately, no hospital network is more skilled at improving heart health than Mountain Star Healthcare. Take a free online heart risk assessment at MountainStar.com. What makes us better makes you better.
Back to school. Back to school. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth here. Thousands of students going back to school this week will be supported in new ways by their teachers and staff at their schools.
At least two districts have a new focus on social and emotional learning. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The Alpine School District kicked off their efforts with a huge rally recently, hearing about the priority of students' social and emotional health. And Superintendent Sam Jarman explained how they're making that happen.
And we've hired more psychologists, social workers, behavior specialists. We have more counselors in our elementary schools besides those that are already in our secondary schools.
Dr. Matt Swenson told the teachers how valuable their influence is on students.
We know what kids need. It's that they need to feel more safe to be themselves and to talk and to feel their emotions and to explore and even to fail, that they need to feel more confident.
The Davis School District has been training teachers on social and emotional learning. Director Kathleen Cronister says the ideas will be in the classroom or in separate lessons.
Where is there a natural fit to teach problem solving or to teach being socially aware or to teach responsible decision making?
She says there's more anxiety and depression now among students.
And I can't engage in learning unless I can get through this chaos in my head or whatever is going around, that's surrounding me.
These new efforts in Alpine and Davis are getting community support as well. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time now, 8:09. It's time again for Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Andy, how we doing out there?
We've had a lot of crashes on the freeways this morning. I-15 still backed up Bluffdale all the way into Sandy, plus heavy traffic between the South Interchange and I-80 in South Salt Lake. We've got several city street crashes around the Salt Lake Valley. 6400 West and about 3500 South, 33rd South and 3rd East in South Salt Lake, and 53rd South just west of the freeway, or just east of the freeway, pardon me, as you go over towards the entrance to the Costco there in Murray. Eric?
Crash just before University Parkway, southbound I-15 in Utah County has things backed up almost to 1600 North in Orem. For that crash, we've got three right lanes blocked off. Stick to your left if you want to make better time going through there. Over on the 215 East Belt, northbound, slowing right now from 3900 South on the belt, heading up towards Foothill Drive, and Foothill getting slow as you head up towards the University of Utah. Jason?
Traffic is moving better now, southbound I-15. A little leftover delay in the Roy area, and then it doesn't really get heavy until you get down to right around 7th South there in Clearfield, and that'll be on and off. But it'll end right around Layton, and then you're going to be looking pretty decent the rest of the way. We do have an accident southbound I-15 right around Layton Parkway, but it's off to the right shoulder. Nobody, not really causing delays at this point in time. But you're still going to remain slow from Woods Cross all the way down into the Salt Lake Valley. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's look ahead and see what that forecast looks like. How hot does it get today? Back over to you, Grant.
Pretty hot to start off the week here. Mostly sunny skies on this back-to-school Monday, at least for many kids, up to 95 today. Tomorrow, 96, and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, slowly warming up. It is 75 degrees downtown.
I'm looking forward to speaking with Debbie Dujanovic in a moment about this interesting question. So should you be able to know what your neighbor sold her home for? I mean, how could you sell? How can you put a price on your own home if you don't know what comparables are? How do real estate agents do that? They have to know what comparable prices are for homes in the neighborhood.
Well, there's lots of programs and apps out there that do that.
That will
just
do
that, right?
But so, is there any privacy at issue here? Does your neighbor get to sell their home and have nobody? It's an interesting question, don't you think?
I don't mind letting people know. I mean, I'm sold. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I've moved out of the neighborhood.
Let's talk to Debbie about that in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
When you became a truck driver, didn't you expect more freedom? No boss over your shoulder, the open road. It all sounded so promising. Instead, you still have someone telling you what to do and where to go. Where's that freedom? You can do better. Become an owner-operator and lease your business on with Schneider. With Schneider's Choice Lease, you pick your own loads and manage your business. Plus, Schneider offers discounts on operating expenses so you can maximize your revenue. Owner-operators who lease with Schneider get it. Visit SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Being accredited with the Better Business Bureau puts you in an elite group of business owners that have proven to be the best in their industry. We offer many tools to help market your business presence, including workshops, trainings, monthly newsletters, and other resources to help you build a better business. Find support and connect with other accredited businesses both within and outside your industry. Make sure to take advantage of accreditation by visiting bbb.org today. That's bbb.org.
News this hour brought to you in part by the Better Business Bureau.
Spend your Labor Day weekend at the Soldier Hollow Sheepdog Classic, presented by your Utah Toyota dealers. It's 4 days of family fun and exciting competition featuring the world's top sheepdogs and herders. Watch world-class sheepdogs as they work to compete to be the top dog and so much more. Enjoy the aquatic acrobatics of dock dogs, sheepdog training demonstrations, exotic animal and raptor shows, Highland Games competition, and bagpipe performances. Try a variety of delicious food and shop for handmade products from around the West while discovering unique sights and sounds in beautiful Midway, Utah. Get your tickets through SmithTix or online at SoldierHollowClassic.com. Save when you buy online. The Soldier Hollow Sheepdog Classic from August 30th through September 2nd is a doggone good time.
And don't forget, the Toyota National Clearance Event is going on now. Visit your Utah Toyota dealer today or Toyota.com to get incredible offers on your favorite Toyota models. Better hurry. This event won't last long. Toyota, let's go places.
Pop quiz. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. Tell me, in retirement, what are your two biggest sources of income? The answers? Your investments and Social Security. You got it right, but did you know that you can't treat the two separately? To get the most retirement income possible, your investments and your timing of when to take Social Security benefits have to work together. Get it right, and your lifetime income can be hundreds of thousands of dollars more over your retirement. Get it wrong, and it can be hundreds of thousands less. And here's your chance to get it right with our free retirement review and Social Security analysis. Just call us at Edelman Financial Engines at 888-PLAN-RICK by 10 p.m. tonight. We'll show you how to maximize your Social Security benefits and how to get your investments and Social Security to work together. Call by 10 p.m. tonight, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
And the news is sponsored by Edelman. Edelman Financial can help you just like they've helped thousands of people. Visit edelmanfinancial.com.
KSL News Time, 8:15, with KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston, several arrests in the last few days across the country amid worries about copycat attacks in the wake of the shootings in El Paso and Dayton. In Ohio today, a 20-year-old who went to the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville is due in court after allegedly threatening a Jewish community center. John Cohen, former undersecretary at the Department of Homeland Security, says
these people who used to live in the shadows are now coming out publicly. They're engaging in public protests, but they're also engaging in acts of violence and furtherance of this white supremacist ideology.
The shooter in the El Paso attack was from Plano, Texas, prompting a high school football game between teams from the two towns to be canceled. But now ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas says it's back on.
Plano had been scheduled to play an El Paso school in football next month, but Plano school officials pondered the what-ifs and canceled the game. Back in El Paso,
there was never just a football game.
El Paso Eastwood football coach Julio Lopez.
We were going up there with the intent to honor the families of those victims and unite two communities that are very different.
He sees the game, now rescheduled for September 5th, as a chance at healing.
Economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics now see a recession on the horizon.
Only 2% expect there to be a recession this year. 38% in 2020 and 34% expect it will be in it by 2021.
Patrick Jankowski is with the group, but President Trump disagrees.
We have the strongest economy by far in the world. The tariffs have cost nothing, in my opinion, or certainly very little.
Coast Guard now says it's covered 24,000 square miles in the search for two fishermen who vanished off the Florida coast on Friday. Pro-democracy protests growing in Hong Kong. This protester out on the streets.
No matter how government polarizes, how the government threatens us, and we are determined to fight for what belief is correct.
Protest organizers say 1.7 million people turned out over the weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
It is time now for the Dave and Dujanovic preview brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
Debbie, let's talk a little bit about this story we saw this morning, that in Utah, you're entitled to keep your home price a secret, but that might lead you to undervalue your home. So, because I thought we needed to know what comparables were in our neighborhood to know how to price our home.
I just find it unbelievable that gas stations have to post the price of a gallon of gas, but our biggest investment, it's all kept in the dark from us. Yeah, it's a non-disclosure state. When I read this article in the Deseret News, first of all, they did a fabulous job with this article. I thought, is it time that we lift the veil and stop with the secrecy of home prices? People are paying $350,000 on up for homes. Mm-hmm. We can't afford to pay too much for a home. And that's what I think is happening, is that with this secret, home prices being a secret, we are paying too much for homes.
And why is it? Why? Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how big of a problem it really is, because every time I've wanted to buy or sell, there have been comps in the neighborhood.
Tim, it's a huge problem. I mean, why would we want this as a home buyer?
I've never had a realtor come to me and say, I'd love to be able to price your home, but there are no comps in your neighborhood I can compare to.
Well,
that's never happened.
There are comps, but to me, everything should be disclosed. We expect government to have transparency and for us to get the information. We should be disclosing this. I mean, with the way the housing market is now, and I hear you with the comps, but I don't know what I don't know. I'm relying on somebody else. Yeah. I actually want to see it somewhere on a website.
Well, and that's my
question.
What
my neighbor sold his or her house for.
Yeah, so my question would be, how big of a problem is it in our community? Because I've never been told they couldn't price my home appropriately because there were no comps to be had.
Well, why are we one of only a handful of states that don't disclose
this?
That's
a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, what was the point behind it? Is it a privacy issue? They just don't want to have to.
Oh, yeah. It's a privacy issue, and it's been going on for 100 years, and it's impossible to get the information independently and to verify it independently, Tim. I mean, if you rely on your appraiser, that's great if you trust them. But to me, I want to be able to verify this information independently, and I think it's time that Utah, you know, rethink this.
Yeah.
Well, and how does Zillow and some of those
they guess
websites
and they
guess?
Say, well,
they
sure,
guess?
On the best,
wow.
You know, based on the best information that they have available, but they'll say their information that they provided could be off as much as 5% one way or the other.
Wow.
That's a
huge
difference.
Need more information about this.
We're going to dig into it.
Hey, you've changed some laws before,
I've already been on the phone with lawmakers this morning. When are we going to change this? Yeah. Let's talk on the Dave and Dijanovic Show.
Look forward to it. 9 o'clock here on KSL. 819 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's, it's their lowest Visa rate ever. And we start with you, Andy.
Right now, watching the drive along I-15, it's improving a little bit in the Sandy and Midvale-Murray portion, but you're still backed up at the south end of the valley between Bluffdale and Draper. City streets really busy. Eastbound along Bangor Highway. Coming up on 2700 West, we've got delays along 104th South going over towards Redwood Road. Backups on Bangor at 6200 and 3500 South. Had some crashes a little bit earlier in Magna reported on 35th South. We had one at 5400 South. Both of those are clear, but it looks like a lot of leftover city street delays too. Eric?
Big mashup southbound I-15 Utah County just before University Parkway. Folks trying to get down to UVU this morning for the first day of classes, you're in for a slow haul unless you want to exit earlier, maybe Pleasant Grove Boulevard, because right now the delays extend almost all the way to 1600 North. You could probably exit there, I guess. I-15 northbound looks good in Utah County, but you got a lot of slowing on 800 North in Orem for eastbound traffic from 800 East over to the mouth of Provo Canyon. Jason?
And stubborn delays remain in place southbound I-15 as you slide past Hill Air Force Base. Once you get past there, you're going to be pretty decent until you're tapping the brakes a couple of times around 2nd North there in Kaysville. 89 also remains fairly thick through the Layton and Kaysville area. And then, of course, you get a break until you get to the oil refineries. Then you're going to be kind of heavy from there all the way down into the Salt Lake Valley. Victory Road, pretty slow at this point, pretty crowded as you head in towards the Capitol this morning. Ogden's Flooring and Design was voted the best flooring store in Utah for 10 consecutive years. Visit ogdensflooring.com today or stop by one of their 11 locations for a free measurement. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Let's get a look at that 7-day forecast now. It's a hot one for the next couple of days.
Another warm day out there. Lots of sunshine here on this back-to-school Monday. We're up to 95 degrees. Tomorrow, 96 and mostly sunny skies. And we reach 98, pretty hot on Wednesday. And again, plenty of sunshine. Not quite as hot Thursday. Sunshine, 94. We reach 95 on Friday, mostly sunny skies. More of the same for the weekend. Sunshine, 94 on Saturday and 94 Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
All right, let me see what it is right now downtown. Have we warmed up at all? Back over, 73 degrees.
We're just looking at some of our texters talking about this mortgage disclosure thing, the selling price. One says, as a private citizen, I shouldn't have to disclose my revenue of selling a private property. Another one says, really? You think the lack of disclosure of the home sale price is a problem? Almost never happens. None of your business. Big difference between transparency in government and private transactions.
Yeah, certainly there is. Certainly there is. I can see where there is a difference between government transparency and private transparency.
Curious to see what the lawmakers say about how big of a problem this could or could not be in our state. And that conversation is coming up. Dave and Dujanovic, top of the hour here on KSL.
When people look at our jewelry and see how much a Shane Company diamond sparkles, they ask me how we're able to offer such great prices. I'm Rorden Shane, fourth generation jeweler. I tell them it started generations ago, when my father's uncle was buying diamonds from the most reputable and talented diamond cutters in the world. He did business with honesty, integrity, and transparency, so they set aside the best rough, uncut diamonds for the Shane family. To ensure he got the best deal on diamonds in all quality grades, he paid cash. Then he passed the savings on to his customers. Today, my family is still doing business the same way, going to the source, buying ethically, working with a number of the same diamond-cutting families, paying cash, and passing that savings on to our customers. We offer you a premium diamond without a premium price. That's the power of a direct diamond importer. Salt Lake will always get the best value on the most beautiful diamonds at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
This portion of the news sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made the last, visit Shane Company.
One of the things with running is I want to enjoy
the run, but I never made it very far because the arches in my feet just killed me. So when I got to the end of my rope and I said, I have to do something to get rid of the pain, and a couple of people recommended the Good Feet store to me, I loved how I could go in and get a free personalized arch support fitting. They put that time, that work, that effort into helping you find the right arch supports. And you can walk around the store with these in your shoes and try them out before you purchase them. So after I got my arch supports, the arches at my feet stopped hurting. And the pain instantly, literally instantly, went away. So if you have pain, go. Find a Good Feet store and go. There is an answer. Find the simple solution that will get rid of your pain. I'm Rondi, and that's my Good Feet story.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Star Wars saga continues. The Utah Symphony performs Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, in concert. Experience the entire film on the big screen while the Utah Symphony performs John Williams' thrilling score live. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, in concert. September 6th and 7th at Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org. Presentation licensed by Disney Concerts. We could try to explain the thrill of hearing your favorite John Williams score performed live. The soaring music that transports you to another place in time. Feel it for yourself at the Utah Symphony. Experience the music of John Williams, September 20th and 21st at Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
The Empire Strikes Back, September 6th and 7th, at Abravanel Hall. Visit utahsymphony.org.
It is interesting how that music just stirs such emotions and memories in you, isn't it? It is 8:25. A seized tanker is back at sea. Details now from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, an Iranian oil tanker seized by British Marines in early July set sail from Gibraltar, presumably to Greece today. The Grace 1 carries 2 million barrels of crude oil the U.S. says was heading to Syria in violation of sanctions. A federal court in Washington finally issued a seizure order for that ship Thursday, but Gibraltar saying they're not bound by U.S. law, so they let the ship go today. Correspondent John Gimbrell on the importance of the oil shipments for Iran.
Iran's economy really has suffered. Billions of dollars in deals that Iran had planned to make fell apart. The Iranian national currency, the rial, has starkly depreciated.
Iran warning the U.S. not to try and seize the tanker, or there will be, as they say, serious consequences. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Drive is brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Bugatti unveiled its latest model at a California car show this weekend, the wedge-shaped Senta Diachi. We'll set you back $9 million, but you have to act fast as only 10 of them will be produced.
We've had people correcting us on how to say that. We don't have to worry about it because we'll never buy a Bugatti.
Exactly.
But here's the market numbers for you as we check your money at this moment. The Dow Jones is up 215. The S&P is up by 30. The NASDAQ this hour up 92.
Do the skies seem cloudy and dull even on a bright and beautiful day in Utah? It could be the beginning stages of cataracts. If you're over 50 and it's been more than a year since your last vision appointment, you need to call Hoops Vision now to schedule your cataract screening. The experienced team of surgeons at Hoops Vision have helped tens of thousands of people just like you regain clear vision after cataracts using the latest FDA-approved laser cataract technology. Even better, when they remove your cataract, they can replace it with a lens designed to improve vision at multiple distances. That means you can eliminate cataracts and even get rid of your glasses for most daily activities. Sunny skies ahead. Don't wait. Call Hoops Vision now to schedule your cataract exam. 877-30-LASIK. That's 877-305-2745. Call Hoops Vision today to reserve your yearly cataract exam. 877-30-LASIK or more at hoopsvision.com.
Coming up on 8:29 means it's time for a Triple Team Traffic Check here, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Andy.
Big delays on I-15 continue between Point of the Mountain and 90th South. That's going to be your slowest stretch heading towards Salt Lake City in the Salt Lake Valley. You've also got some Redwood Road backups in Taylorsville near 6200 South. Slowdowns crossing on 114th going through South Jordan right on the border with Riverton, and 104th South, really busy, of course, near Bingham High School. A lot of slowdowns as well near a lot of the schools on the west side altogether. Eric?
Northbound slowing Foothill Drive heading up to the University of Utah, and that's back up onto the 215 East Belt as far back as 3300 South. Of course, that's the next major intersection, but you do have it there. Southbound I-15 slowing in Utah County. They're not expecting that, not generally, but you've got it this morning, 1600 North down to an accident site just before University Parkway. We've still got three right lanes blocked off. Jason?
Well, I guess back to school has meant heavier traffic on the highways as well. Still slow between Sunset and Clearfield at this point in time. Get a nice break down to Kaysville, then you're going to be slow right around the usual spot, which is 2nd North there in Kaysville. 89 remains packed up through that stretch. Woods Cross down into the Salt Lake Valley, tapping the brakes a bunch of times through that entire stretch as well. It's Siegel Books Back to Basics sale. Save 40% on Ultimate Cami $6.99 and Ultimate Scoops $8.99. An additional 20% off clearance. Price Sweet Salt Clothing at Siegel Book. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's take another look at your morning commute and find out about the weather forecast and how that might affect it. How hot does it get today, Graham?
Back to Monday, back to school for a lot of kids along the Wasatch Front, and a pretty warm day today later in the afternoon. Sunshine, we're up to 95 degrees. Tomorrow, 96 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 76 degrees.
And we've got slowdowns on the freeways, lots on the city streets as kids return to school. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour looks like some missing drapes of all things in the courtroom may have led to a deadly shooting during a federal trial more than 5 years ago.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
The federal courthouse was new at the time, and the drapes were not there yet to cover the tables. So Judge Tina Campbell ordered that Silai Angilau not be restrained or shackled in front of the jury. The marshals apparently did not know. This is all released in FBI interviews that were finally shared with the Tribune 5 years later. A witness was testifying about the gang, and Angilau grabbed a pen and ran up there, jumping over into the box. A U.S. marshal fired four times, pivoting to not shoot into the gallery, and Angilau died. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Unified Police investigators trying to figure out if a man that was hit by a tow truck in Mill Creek over the weekend was assaulted first. Police say the 19-year-old man was laying in the road near 4070 South Main Street when he was hit by the truck. At this point, they don't know why the man was in the road and if he had been beaten up beforehand. The victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition.
Opioid addiction has hit rural Utah hard, and a new report shows just how bad the problem's been. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
An analysis from the Washington Post found almost 15 million opioid pills were ordered by pharmacies in Tiny, Emory, and Carbon counties between 2006 and 2012, the highest per capita in Utah. People took them to deal with the backbreaking work in the mining industry. But when companies started closing, it left people with addictions and no drug treatment options. The overdose death rate has been three times the state average. Opioid maker McKesson has been accused of running one of the pharmacies, something it denies. To fight the crisis now, pharmacies have been handing out fewer pills, while naloxone kits are more readily available. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
ISIS attacks while the U.S. negotiates with another terror group. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, 63 are dead, 200 injured in a weekend suicide bombing at a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan. ISIS claims responsibility just as the Taliban's in final negotiations with the U.S. to end 18 years of war. ABC's Julia McFarlane says the Afghan government is not on board.
The Taliban, they have even refused to talk to the Afghan government. In these peace talks, they're just talking to the U.S.
And the government fears a power struggle between ISIS and the Taliban without U.S. military presence there. Protest leaders say more than 1.5 million people demonstrated for democracy in the streets of Hong Kong yesterday, but they were well aware of Chinese police massing at the border conducting crowd control exercises.
We hope President Xi could realize that
sending troops to Hong Kong is not the way out.
Protests against Chinese rule of Hong Kong has gone on for 2 months. A new survey of economists finds most think a recession is likely the next couple of years. The trade war with China tops the list of growing fears. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells ABC the U.S. economy is moving on from that.
We are taking all of our sourcing production facilities out of China, and we will continue to do that.
But he's still optimistic of a U.S.-China trade deal. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. It's the first day of school for many kids. That doesn't mean summer heat is going to leave anytime soon.
Folks working outside, you know, need to drink plenty of extra water these days. Definitely pretty hot out there still. Kids on the playground need to kind of take it easy out there. Find shady spots, find ways to cool down for, you know, times today as it gets pretty warm into the afternoon hours. And as they're heading back home, it will be pretty hot. Temperatures climbing to that middle 90 range. So again, pretty warm today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday as well.
Grant says we might cool off on Thursday, but only from the high 90s to the mid-90s.
If you are one of the around 5,000 hybrid owners who has special permission to use Utah Express lanes, even if no one else is in the car, there are some big changes coming next month.
Starting September 30th, hybrid owners will no longer have automatic unrestricted access to Utah's Express lanes. UDOT's John Gleason says unless the U.S. Congress acts, time will be up for drivers who currently have the decal that allows open access without restrictions.
They would have to either have a second person with them, carpooling, or they would have to purchase his transponder and use the express lanes that way.
Gleason says the deadline only affects hybrid owners. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, a big night for a former local college quarterback who also happens to play a handful of other positions in the NFL.
Plus, triple team traffic.
Crash southbound I-15 in Orem just before University Parkway, starting to be moved over to the right, but you still got delays heading up towards 1600 North. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 8:35.
Dave and Dujanovic.
You're writing a negative review. It better be truthful. If a business loses business, they're coming after you.
If you are in the heat of it, take a deep breath. Not a good time to write a review.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio.
Every now and then somebody will come up to me and say, okay, Doug, how can your IntelliBed be firm and soft at the same time? And it's a simple answer. It's the gel matrix technology. It makes all the difference. It truly does. And when you go into your IntelliBed store, especially now during their Labor Day sale, they'll show you exactly why that gel matrix does indeed make all the difference. The best bed you can buy, and right now at the best price you can buy it at. This is a chance when you buy a king or queen IntelliBed to get a free state-of-the-art adjustable base that's up to a $2,500 savings. As if that IntelliBed isn't amazing enough, when you add the adjustable base state-of-the-art to it, it is incredible what that bed will offer in comfort, great night's sleep, to watch TV, to read, whatever it might be. IntelliBed's Labor Day sale. Get that free state-of-the-art adjustable base worth up to $2,500 with the purchase of a king or queen IntelliBed today during the Labor Day sale.
Refinance your auto loan with Cypress Credit Union and be entered to win a Disneyland vacation. Earn entries to win one of 8 getaways with every $10,000 in auto loans refinanced. Plus, you'll save big with our low rates and flexible terms. Visit CypressCU.com to get started today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity.
In our hectic world, costs keep rising, but the cost of your funeral doesn't have to. Family Funeral Care understands. Greater Salt Lake families will find funerals starting at $1,795 and cremation starting at $895, whether you're planning in advance or at the time of need. Learn more at FamilyFuneralCareUtah.com. That's FamilyFuneralCareUtah.com. Family Funeral Care, where compassion and value go hand in hand. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Kim and Amanda just giving you a little nudge this morning of a reminder that kids are making their way back to schools. If you hadn't noticed that already in our secondary roads and some of our neighborhoods, so make sure you're paying very close attention to the little ones this morning and for the rest of the school year.
A 33-acre wildfire in Tooele County has been contained. The fire started Saturday on Tooele Army Depot land. Multiple fire crews from the area worked to quickly get the flames under control. No buildings were damaged and no one was hurt. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
A 9-year-old girl bitten by a shark in Florida Friday is describing what it was like to be attacked Maggie Crum was visiting from Ohio when she went into the water at New Smyrna Beach on Florida's east coast. Crum was near knee-deep, that is, in water when she says the shark bit her.
I kind of, like, took my leg away, but it let go pretty quick.
Crum was treated at the scene for lacerations to her leg and was transported to a hospital where she received stitches. Three other people have been bitten by a shark at that same beach over the past month.
Former BYU quarterback Taysom Hill getting a lot of attention for how he played last night's NFL preseason game for the Saints as he faced the Chargers. He saw significant action and led the Saints with 55 yards rushing and two touchdowns. He also led the come-from-behind victory.
You know, the thing that I kept reiterating in the huddle was we're going to have an opportunity to win this football game. And I know it's a preseason game, but this is what it's all about. And if we came out here to not win, then we're wrong.
Hill has become a fan favorite in New Orleans due in part to his ability to play multiple positions, but he'd like to prove that he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Still playing the role of a quarterback, though. You can tell when he gets in that huddle, even if there's another quarterback with him.
Yeah.
He's taking the lead and pushing that team
on.
I love it.
Him.
KSL News Time, 8:39.
Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
Slowdowns on I-15 continue. Your drive time from Point of the Mountain to I-215 in Murray near 53rd South. 20 minutes right now, plus an additional 2 or 3 as you come into Salt Lake City between 21st South and the 6th South exit. Still rough as you head east on many of your cross streets that have been not so busy over the course of the summer, but with school starting up again at the high schools in the Salt Lake Valley, you're seeing a lot heavier traffic around all of them, both east and west of I-15, Eric.
Looks like all of the participants in the southbound I-15 crash in Orem have been moved over to the right. Looks like maybe just one right lane is still being blocked off, but that's a vast improvement. Right now, though, you still got a lot of delays from just before 1600 North and Orem all the way down to the crash site, which is just before University Parkway. I-15 northbound through Utah County, no trouble there, but Redwood Road, your usual slowdowns heading up to 2100 North. Jason?
It has gotten better southbound I-15 over the last hour or so, but you're still a little slow between Roy and Sunset, bogged down a bit in Clearfield, and then right around 2nd North and Kaysville. The 2nd North and Kaysville, of course, very typical for this time of the morning. 89 looking better, but still a little thick through the Kaysville area as well. Tapping the brakes a bunch of times once you get down to the Woods Cross area and from the oil refineries on down into the Salt Lake Valley. And still pretty thick right now southbound on Victory Road. There's hope for your chronic pain. Text PAIN to 91234 for information on a free local class, including tips and real guidance on how to thrive in spite of pain. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Just get used to mid-90s for highs, it looks like, for the rest of the week.
We're having another warm day today on this what is back-to-school day for at least many kids along the Wasatch Front. Going to be pretty hot out there later today. Highs in 95. We get lots of sunshine. More of the same tomorrow. Sunshine 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 76 downtown.
So what are they saying at the White House about the possibility of recession? We've heard some experts talk about that in light of the recent tariffs that we've been experiencing and some concerns about recession. We'll hear from ABC News correspondent Karen Travers from the White House in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us just minutes away at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station. Man, I was telling you a couple of days ago that as a kid, I had childhood asthma. I didn't know that I'd ever grow out of it, but I remember vividly a doctor telling my mom that the best way to deal with it, and I grew up in Southern California, was to get rid of all the carpets in the house and just put in hardwood floors, mm-hmm. which we didn't have the ability to do. But people love their carpets.
Yeah, sure. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to get rid of your carpets. You just have to clean them with Zero Res because, you know, of course, your carpet does trap allergens and some other things. But if you clean them with Zero Res, Zero Res has this patented process that it can get all of that stuff, that gunk and stuff, out of your carpet so you can breathe easy.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, we clean our clothes, our dishes, we wash our car, so why not keep your carpets clean too? Zero Res is scientifically proven to remove, that is, the highest levels of soils, giving you the highest level of clean available.
So, you know, you clean your carpets about every 12 to 18 months, but more often if you suffer from allergies.
They have a Zero Res offer where you gotta love it guarantee. That's a 30-year guarantee. And look at the deal they've got going on right now. They will clean your carpets for just $33 per room. When you clean three rooms, they'll clean the fourth one absolutely free.
Minimums and restrictions apply. And just mention Tim and Amanda when you schedule. Call for details or schedule online. Search Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Rushing my 7-year-old to the emergency room, I thought that was traumatic enough.
But then we got slapped with a surprise medical bill for more than $10,000. We have insurance. We thought we were covered, but instead, we're being price gouged by greedy insurance companies. And now they're teaming up with government bureaucrats to make things even worse. Doctor shortages, hospital closures, all because of a big insurance scheme called government rate setting. Rate setting may sound good, but in reality, it only serves the big insurance companies already making record profits and will devastate rural emergency care, leaving hardworking Americans neglected and uncared for, while coastal elites enjoy their world-class hospitals. But Congress can stop that. So call Senator Mike Lee at 202-224-3121 and tell him that rate setting is not the answer to surprise billing. It'll only make things worse. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters. And that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 801-401-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield. Cordell & Cordell, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
It's always nice to know, particularly on a Monday morning when you're kind of staring down the barrel of a long week, that we've got lots of you out there that feel the same way we do in the mornings. You can be a part of the conversation this morning, as all of our friends have, on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Dial us up at 57500.
KSL News Time is 8:45. Let's get our top national stories now from ABC News.
An Ohio man faces a judge today accused of planning an attack on a Jewish community center. He's one of several people arrested accused of plotting possible copycat attacks in the wake of the shootings in Dayton and El Paso, other arrests made in Florida and Connecticut. Jury selection begins today in the trial of a white man accused of shooting and killing a black man in a fight over a parking spot. The accused shooter, Michael Draca, is using the state's Stand Your Ground law in Florida as his defense. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. President Donald Trump continues to defend the U.S. economy, even as trade negotiations with China have stalled and economists have fears of an upcoming recession.
ABC News correspondent Karen Travers joined us earlier, and we asked, what is the president saying?
The president said flat out yesterday, I don't see a recession. And that's a message that we heard from his top economic advisors who were out in full force on the political talk shows yesterday. Peter Navarro, the president's top trade advisor, his top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, pointing the finger in other directions, but still saying that they feel the economy is strong and all of this concern and talk and worry right now is unfounded at this point. The president has made it very clear that his reelection message is going to be about the economy. His team would like him to focus only on the economy and not any other controversies or dramas. And it's a number, when you look at the president's polls, his numbers on the economy are where he does well. People think things are going well, and they're giving him credit for that. Compare that to just his overall approval rating, personal attributes, or other top policy issues. You can see why they want to focus on the economy. But then this is going to be a challenge then if you start to see a louder drumbeat that there is a potential recession looming in the next 2 years, or just that volatility that we saw last week on Wall Street. This could be a big challenge for the administration and the president's reelection campaign.
Well, you hear economists say that we're overdue for one. It's been, what, a decade or so since we've had a recession. But you take a look at all of the numbers, including retail sales, which were higher than expected. You look at job growth and wages on the rise. You wonder where that's coming from, other than the fact that economists say at some point it's going to happen.
Yeah, and you have to look at like the global picture, too, that global growth is slowing. Certainly, we can look at the market last week, and the president likes to point out the stock market gains, and critics say you got to also then talk about when there's a drop, too. There is certainly strong indicators right now that a recession is looming because of the treasury note bond market. This is what happens before recessions. They're starting to see some of those signals right now, and that's what economists were pointing to.
Travers says the recession won't happen in the next couple of weeks, but it's set to happen in the middle of the next presidential election.
Most of the rumblings internationally now are focused on Germany, which is, of course, the biggest economy over in Europe. Mm-hmm. And that's what economists kind of have an eye on here. And the concern is, if a Brexit plan goes through and that bit of money gets pulled from the EU, what does that mean for an already, you know, tipsy German economy? And so that all of a sudden becomes the focus, which is kind of interesting. And, you know, they're always afraid that the dominoes will fall from there.
Right. And even at the best case scenario, Brexit has such an earthquake effect on not just Great Britain, but on all of Europe and the world. And that's under the best case scenario.
Yeah.
We'll watch that.
So in Germany, they're talking now about the need for a stimulus plan of their own that might help stem the tide of a coming recession. But that's what economists are keeping an eye on, and that those effects will certainly trickle down and affect us at some point.
The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:49 means it's time for us to get another look at Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Let's go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And delays continue on I-15. Pretty thick. Bluffdale into Sandy. That's where it's been most of the morning. Our southbound delay is starting to get a little bit worse at 53rd South Murray, and then the northbound delay into downtown. If you're trying to come into Salt Lake City via I-15, you've got slowdown starting at about 21st South. Bangor still backed up 6200 South. Haven't had any new crashes on the city streets other than the one in West Jordan, 2700 West, 7200 South. Eric?
Looks like the last participants of the crash in Orem, southbound I-15, are driving off, so we should be getting back to speed. But right now, you still have some slowdowns from 1600 North in Orem all the way down to this accident site, which is just before the University Parkway exit. You also have slowing over on 800 North in Orem from 800 East eastbound over to the mouth of Provo Canyon, and your usual slowdown spot in Redwood on Redwood Road northbound up to 2100 North. Jason?
And so you're seeing some slowing South Weaver Drive, both east and westbound there, just north of Hill Air Force Base. Over on I-15 itself, a little bit slow, still right around 2nd North in Kaysville, but that's pretty much it all the way up there. A little bit delays on 89. Then you're going to hit the brakes once you get down to about the north interchange. You'll be on and off from there all the way down into the Salt Lake Valley. Legacy, though, is looking pretty good, as is the West Side Belt. Toyota Bountiful, save big on remaining 2019s during the national clearance event going on now at Toyota Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and it's going to be a hot 7-day forecast. Let's get the details now from Grant.
Well, we're seeing another stretch of days here with lots of sun, warm temperatures, no rain in sight. And on this back-to-school Monday, we're up to 95 and mostly sunny. Sunny and 96 tomorrow and 98 Wednesday, more sunshine. 94 Thursday, 95 Friday, sunshine all the while. And more the same for the weekend, 94 Saturday and 94 Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 76 downtown.
Well, we're just talking about this, and Sky News is now reporting that Boris Johnson will tell Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron that if a new Brexit deal cannot be struck, the UK is prepared to leave the EU on the 31st of October with or without an agreement.
And don't they have to?
Well, they've had to a couple of times, and somehow they keep making their way out of it. That was part of the problem over there, why there's a big change at the prime minister level. So the question is, will it stick this time when it didn't?
They won't ask for any further extensions. Yeah. That's it, October 31st.
And obviously that's something that's of grave concern to all of the EU.
And should be.
And for the rest of the world economies.
Yeah.
We'll check and see what our markets are saying this morning. I don't think they're showing any jitters from those kinds of rumblings.
No, I think it was positive last time. Let's just take a peek. Yeah, we're in the green, as you say.
Yeah, we'll give you the good news when we come back.
Some things just go together. Cookies and milk, chips and salsa, peanut butter and ketchup. Wait, ew, that's not right. That's how it feels when you're stuck with the wrong credit card. You don't get what you want, and it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Security Service Federal Credit Union knows life's better with a perfect match. Security Service can match you to your perfect card, making sure you get the benefits you want. Would you like to earn cash back? Are you looking for a low interest rate? Or maybe you want to build your credit? Security Service has the right card for you. And did I mention all Security Service credit cards have no annual fee? Visit a Security Service branch and get matched with your perfect credit card. Plus, you can walk away with your new card in hand, ready to use. So just like peanut butter and jelly, coffee and donuts, you and your new Security Service credit card. That's a perfect match.
Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Volkswagen Southtown is issuing immediate payment relief for the entire state of Utah. Free yourself from high prices, high interest rates, and high car payments during our big zero sale. Drive any new or used car for zero down and zero payments for 90 days. Plus, we have 0% APR available on all our cars. We're talking the brand new 7-passenger Atlas, our most popular SUV, the sporty Tiguan, our popular Jetta, Passat sedan, and Golf models, all zero down with zero payments until the end of summer. Plus, we'll buy the car you're driving for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Upgrade to a new Volkswagen today. Volkswagen Southtown has partnered with the top lenders in the area and has $10 million of lending power. We have financing and payment options for everyone. Free yourself from high prices, high interest rates, and high car payments during our big zero sale at Volkswagen Southtown. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details or stop by today. Financing arranged by Volkswagen Southtown. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlands excluded.
KSL News Time, 8:54. This might be good news if you've been waiting to make that first ever trip to Hawaii. You'll soon have more flights to choose from. Southwest is adding nonstop trips from California to both Kauai and the Big Island. That usually means other airlines are going to have to compete with fares, and it's usually good news for flyers. USA Today reports prices start at $99 if you travel from Sacramento or Oakland in January.
KSL Drive is brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. A former Uber executive says autonomous vehicles are being driven too many miles on public roads. And he says the AV cars are causing crashes at higher rates than human drivers and are endangering motorists and pedestrians.
Kind of an interesting conversation to be had there. Let's see what's happening with the numbers this morning. It's all good news. It has been most of the morning, too. But right now, the Dow Jones Industrial is up 246 points. We're at 26,131. The S&P up 33, and let's see, the NASDAQ is up more than a full percentage point now, up 106.
Back to school, of course, today, and we've been talking a lot about how motorists have to be careful looking and paying attention for kids.
Yeah.
We did have a texter, though, who said, you know, those kids ought to put down their phones and watch where they're walking as they're crossing the street. And that is a good point, too.
Yeah, you hope moms and dads have had that conversation and the kids let it soak in before they walk to school this morning.
Maybe take your headphones off and listen for traffic and pay attention to, but I hope the kids, I know my son was so nervous this morning, but he'll do a great job.
Yeah, Aiden is going with my grandson into seventh grade, same school. And they're a bundle of nerves this morning. Luckily, they only have half a day. So they're today, I'm sure, right now, figuring out how to open up that locker with that new combination.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get a final look at traffic and weather when we come back.
Hey, look at this.
Why are you on your phone? We have dinner reservations.
I'm getting a quote for life insurance from Ethos. Just look.
Wow. You know, I thought it would be more expensive.
A friend told me about Ethos. It's the new straightforward kind of term life insurance that offers policies for any budget. Let's do an estimate for you.
Do we have time?
You just answer four simple questions to get an instant quote.
These are easy questions.
And there's the instant quote.
Seriously? That was really fast.
I know, right? And the online application only takes about 10 minutes. No pushy agents. And in most cases, no medical exams. It's perfect for us.
Can we apply right now?
Why not? And after dinner, maybe we can celebrate.
You know what? Ethos is perfect for us.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Consumer alert! Consumer alert!
Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. There's an extremely insane computer infection called Zeus ZBot infecting hundreds of thousands of computers across the world. This infection is super malicious because it puts you in danger by recording every keystroke you make into your computer, stealing your confidential information, including your banking passwords. You could be infected and never know until you have all your money sucked out of your bank account. At PC Laptops, we can help. If you think you've been infected or just want to be safe, please bring in your PC, no matter what brand it is, in any one of our locations right now, and we'll scan it for free. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you!
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
8:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. We start with you, Andy.
And if you're on I-15, that northbound delay goes from Bluffdale up into Sandy. Some stop and go in downtown Salt Lake as well, starting at 21st South. Southbound slowdowns crossing I-215 in Murray. This is all on I-15. Bangor Highway looking better, although it's still backed up 6200 South and still seeing a lot of extra West Valley City delays, especially heading east on your cross streets 41st and 4700 South. Eric?
Accidents cleared southbound I-15 in Utah County approaching University Parkway in Orem, but you've still got backups. A lot of that just folks trying to exit towards Utah Valley University. And you do have a lot of eastbound slowing on Pioneer Crossing in Saratoga Springs from Redwood Road over to Saratoga Road. We do see a disabled vehicle over there just before that Saratoga Road intersection, so that may have been part of the initial problem. Jason?
Delays remain in place east and westbound on South Weber Drive, just north of Hill Air Force Base, but I-15 itself is looking quite a bit better. Just happened to brakes a couple of times past 2nd North there in Kaysville, and then a little bit of slowing right around 23rd North in Rose Park. Utah Online School is a free public school open to kindergarten through 12th graders in Utah. Students have a teacher and mentor. Part-time and full-time enrollment is open at utahonline.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
95 for the high today, and right now sunny and 76.
Good luck to all those kids going back to school today. In fact, that's what David Dujanovic are talking about next on KSL.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere.